This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, after 6 o'clock at WCHL. 69 degrees this morning. It's about the same as it has been, a couple of degrees cooler than yesterday, but it's going to be another rather muggy day. Warm today, our high this afternoon, about 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast, 50% chance of that happening all day. Tonight, also 50% chance of rain with a low around 70, and tomorrow, in your weekend, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of rain for your Saturday, high in the upper 80s. Saturday night, low about 70, still 50% chance of rain, and 70% chance of rain coming on Sunday, so it could presumably be a wet weekend. Orange County Manager Frank Clifton announced yesterday he will resign effective September 29th. Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, and Commissioner Penny Rich said the decision did not come as a shock. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
And if we are fighting with our manager to get things done, that's not a good environment to work in.
That's Penny Rich. She says the board was notified via email Thursday morning of Clifton's decision. He had this to say in his letter of resignation, quoting, "Now as county manager, I recognize not all of my recommendations and or actions were viewed in a positive light by everyone. That is not unexpected. Doing the public's business is not without criticism," end quote. Rich said her main disagreement with Clifton was over the recycling program. The county was forced to look for a new funding model after a recent North Carolina Supreme Court ruling prohibited some of the fees that fund curbside pickup service. She said Clifton wanted to introduce franchise agreements, but the board voted in April to take that option off the table.
When we came time to face up to citizens, it was very, very uncomfortable because we were not on the same page as citizens. So I felt we were led down the wrong path with that decision. And I think there were a number of decisions like that that were not in line and didn't carry out Orange County values as well as our citizens expected.
The board also faced tough budget decisions this year with pressure to help the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District make up funds for its steep budget shortfalls. In the end, commissioners approved a $187 million spending plan this month, which increased school funding by $102 per pupil and raised the Carborough Special District tax by 2 cents to help open Northside Elementary. Here's Chair of the County Commissioners, Barry Jacobs.
I actually thought it was one of the smoother budget processes I've been a part of in 15 years as a commissioner.
Jacob says though there were disagreements along the way, Clifton made a positive impact during his time as county manager.
He helped to lead us through a difficult fiscal time. He was brought in right as the economy was crashing and we knew that we were going to have to batten down the hatches. He and his staff did a very good job of helping us to get our financial house in order.
And Jacob said the differences of opinion gave the board an opportunity to take a fresh look at their own views.
We may not have necessarily agreed what the conclusion should be, but it's always good to have your assumptions challenged.
Jacob said the board hadn't planned to meet till September, but that will likely change. The next step is to come up with a process that the commissioners agree on to find Clifton's replacement. The board will then reach out to search firms to facilitate that process.
When you start searching for a new manager, you really have to weigh out what the citizens value in Orange County, what's most important right now. And we need to be very careful in understanding what those values are and how that relates to who runs our county.
To read Clifton's full resignation letter, you can read the article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
More news coming up in a moment. It is 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Best, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shopped at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy Ron Stutz. Wake up, man.
6:13, 13 minutes after 6, WCHL. Chapel Hill Public Library asked when you want its added hours placed in the schedule, and by the end of the summer should set the plan into motion. A quick questionnaire, which got more than 1,100 responses, found the participants most wanted to see increased service on Saturdays and Sundays. Chapel Hill Public Library Director Susan Brown says these desired changes will soon be enacted.
We are pleased to announce that we will be adding an additional 6 more hours. The plan is by the end of August.
On Saturdays, the library will open from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. On Sundays, it will be open from noon to 6 p.m. In the meantime, the library is adjusting work schedules and hiring more employees to get ready for the new hours. Once that process is complete, Brown says a new schedule will take place immediately. The library's hours of operation will expand again later in the year in what Brown calls phase two of the process. The library's hours of operations will expand again before you know it.
We should be able to restore an additional 4 more hours, and those we're going to be a little bit more thoughtful and timely and think about staffing and strategy and services.
According to Brown, about 1,400 people visit the Chapel Hill Public Library each day. The town of Chapel Hill is developing the Glen Lennox neighborhood under a new process that offers greater leeway in negotiating with developers. But some residents are worried that that change might not be for the best. Apartments have been a part of the town since 1950, offering affordable housing in an area where those options are scarce. Native Chapel Hillian Kay Hengeveld has lived in Glen Lennox for many years.
I realize that as things get older, there are going to be more problems with maintaining them. But to me, it's very important to have an affordable product in Chapel Hill.
Hengeveld was one of about 15 residents who took a tour of Glen Lennox yesterday, led by the developer Grubb Properties. Plans call for the construction of two-story commercial spaces, new townhouses and duplexes, office space and parking lots. Hengeveld said she's worried about what will happen to her if her home is torn down.
I'm a retired senior citizen. I can't afford to go to a Carroll Woods or a Carolina Meadows. And for a senior, all on one floor, very affordable, it's like living in your own house.
Jan Halley has lived in Chapel Hill since 1974 and is not sold on the idea of two-story buildings in the area.
Glen Lennox, to me, is a landmark of Chapel Hill. So many people have lived here and graduated college. It's a community of young people, old people, and it's very special. And it's 400 affordable units near town on the bus line.
Rachel Russell of Grubb Property said that 118 units of the existing 440 units would be preserved.
A lot of people don't understand when you look at a plan. By walking on the site, you get a human scale picture of what the new Glen Lennox will look like.
Kent Swendy is a member of the team of consultants charged with facilitating a technical review of the project. He also took questions from the public at the input session held on Wednesday.
Essentially, what we've been brought in to provide both another layer of technical consulting to the town staff, as well as kind of a third-party review. We can take one step back from this. look at the overall and say this is the best balanced and holistic solution, and we hope that that's valuable to the community.
The next step is to formulate the developer agreement, which Swendy explains will specify the way in which the zoning rules are applied in the area. The town council has to approve the developer agreement, which Swendy said that could happen by the fall of this year. Then negotiations would start, which could take up to a year. WCHL News Time, 6:17. 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Normally, for some reason, traffic is a little lighter on Friday morning than it is every other weekday. And this morning, it probably will be the same. But Ram Northam is in the newsroom this morning, as always, and he will be keeping a close eye on the traffic situation. If you spot anything out of the ordinary, let us know about it. Accidents that you've witnessed or any kind of unusual delays, pass along the word. We will intend to pass it along to everybody else. So that's the way it works. Call us, 919-967-8363. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather is brought to you this morning by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys. Hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Getting hungry just talking about it. Five Guys, Matamot Village in Chapel Hill. All right, it is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 90. Chance of rain is 50-50. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Low about 70. Chance of rain still 50%. We'll have a 50% chance of rain all day on Saturday. Same thing goes for Saturday night. And then on Sunday, an even bigger chance of rain. Boy, it looks pretty sure that it's going to rain over the weekend. Coming up, David Letterman is next on WCHL. Don't go away. We also have WCHL Championship Sports coming up.
I literally spent almost 2 hours every single day for 6 months doing research.
Andrew Jernigan was on a mission to find the perfect engagement ring for Miss North Carolina 2011, Haley Best.
I probably went in a total of 10 different jewelers, and each one of those stores I probably went in 2 to 5 times. Throughout the whole experience, I probably looked at 500 different diamonds. I truly became a jeweler's worst nightmare.
Then he discovered Diamonds Direct Crabtree, where he found the perfect diamond, the most beautiful ring, and the best value.
I feel completely comfortable after looking at 500 diamonds and comparing everyone's price against everyone else. No one could get anywhere close.
Haley loved the ring and now finds herself in a new kind of competition with her Miss America contenders.
It's almost like a competition now after Miss America to see who can have the most beautiful engagement ring. And so far, I'm winning. Diamonds Direct has made that possible, too. So I might not have won Miss America, but I'm totally winning the best engagement ring contest.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
All right, time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Preparing your family's car for a summer road trip now can help you avoid costly repairs down the road. Before your travels begin, visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Simple preventative maintenance before you leave can ensure a safe journey during the summer months ahead. Get your vehicle ready for summer travel at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Take 20% off suits and suit separates for her. Save on all 10 to 14 karat gold earrings, now 65% off. Take an extra 40% off two or more clearance handbags. Alfani, clubroom, and venues in dress shirts and ties, 50% off. And take an extra 20% off all down and down alternative comforters. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Least popular Stephen King films. Here we go, number 10. The Shoe Shining.
All right, that's a lot, one of his lesser.
Number 9, Pet Seminary. Number 8, The Dark Towel. Number 7, Grill Starter. Number 6, The Barney Frank Redemption. Number 5, Children of the Corn Dog. Number 4, The Running Manilow. Number three, Salem's Lot of Quality Pre-Owned Vehicles. Number two, Misery, coming all the way from San Diego to see The Late Show. And the number one least popular Stephen King film's Crazed Baggage Handler.
David Letterman, Top 10 List on WCHL. That was nice and quick.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests will be Jim Parsons, Snoop Lion, and NFC great Barry Sanders with the
Lion.
Top 10. Well, that's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013, Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. UNC's Reggie Bullock was selected by the Los Angeles Clippers as number 25 overall pick in the 2013 NBA draft. The versatile shooting guard and small forward showed improvement in NBA workouts and moved up from early projections of going somewhere in the second round to the late first round. UNC head coach Roy Williams says, quoting here, "I am thrilled, just absolutely thrilled for the young man. I'm as ecstatic as I could possibly be. I spoke to Reggie just moments after he was selected, and he's so happy and excited. He really did a great job throughout the pre-draft process with his workouts and interviews, especially with the Clippers. During his junior campaign at UNC, Bullock averaged 13.9 points on 48% shooting, sinking 43.6% of his three-point attempts. Standing at 6'7", he was also the team's number two rebounder, 6.5 per game in a four-guard lineup. While his length made him a reliable perimeter defender, Bullock scored 989 points in 100 games at Carolina and made 188 three-pointers. Bullock joins a lineup loaded with talent, including Wake Forest alum Chris Paul, the point guard, and big man Blake Griffin. Clippers head coach Doc Rivers is also entering his first year with the team. During his nine seasons with the Boston Celtics, Rivers compiled 416 wins and led them to the NBA Finals twice, winning the 2008 title against the Los Angeles Lakers. You might be wondering how the Bobcats did yesterday. Charlotte Bobcats have selected Indiana center Cody Zeller with a number four pick in the NBA draft. And yes, Cody Zeller is Tyler Zeller's brother. Bobcats general manager Rick Cho said earlier in the week the Bobcats needed a big man, and the 7-foot, 240-pound Zeller should provide a lot of help on the boards. Zeller averaged 16.5 points and 8.1 rebounds last season as a sophomore for the Hoosiers. He finished as Indiana's career record holder in field goal percentage, shooting 59.1% from the floor. Charlotte is 28-120 over the past two seasons and has never won a playoff game. Charlotte hasn't even gotten close lately. 28 wins against 120 losses over the last two seasons. Bobcats chose Zeller over two other available centers, Kentucky's Nerlens Noel and Maryland's Alex Lynn. We'll see how it goes from Michael Jordan. It's 6:25 at WCHL.
Sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. Evolution works very slowly. It took a long time to get us human beings to where we are now. But it is an ongoing process. We are still evolving. We know what some of our ancestors looked like. But what will our descendants look like? Our CBS News colleague Dr. John LaPook will address that after this from David Harris of AJC.
At AJC, we attach great importance to those who exemplify moral courage. We've invited many such individuals to our annual global forum in Washington. One memorable participant was Mithal Al-Alusi, an Iraqi politician. He believes Iraq should become a secular democracy. In 2004, Al-Alusi traveled to Israel, forbidden under Iraqi law. When he returned, he was the target of an assassination attempt. He survived, but his two sons were killed. That hasn't stopped him, though, from speaking out. Another memorable participant was Dalia Ziada. She joined us at this year's AJC Global Forum. She's an Egyptian human rights activist. Newsweek named her one of the world's most influential and fearless women. She spoke about her vision of a future Egypt, an Egypt that embraces true democracy, respects civil rights, and overcomes its animosity towards Jews in Israel. Bravo to these heroes of our time. Visit us at AJC.org. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
Did you ever see a suit of armor, a real one, at a museum? They're quite small. That's because most knights, like other humans in days of yore, were smaller than most of us are today. We changed, and we are changing, says Dr. John LaFou.
These changes are the result of a process called natural selection, the key force in evolution. It's the way our genes increase the odds of survival of the species, passing on desirable traits from parent to child. Steve Stearns is a Yale University evolutionary biologist.
In your wildest imagination, have you ever fantasized about where we might be headed?
Oh, I have thought a lot about whether we could become man-machine hybrids.
What do you think?
To a certain extent, we already are. Our problem is no longer how do we acquire information, but how do we make sense of it.
So the person who can manage all the machines around us and process that information, that person's going to have an evolutionary advantage.
They'll certainly have a technological advantage, and I think whether or not it translates into an evolutionary advantage depends a bit on what women like.
Let's hope they like nerds, if that for that person's sake, right?
I think that they'll probably still like people who win hockey games.
So it's always going to be a combination of brains and brawn.
Yes.
And hopefully with a pinch of emotional intelligence.
Right. And perhaps somebody who's a good cook.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
Now at AT&T, for a limited time, you can come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Z10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99. It's true. You can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and the BlackBerry Z10 for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer, select locations, in-store only, subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plans and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in. 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit att.com/trade-and-save or store for offer details.
Can my eyes be corrected so I don't need my glasses?
Am I too old for LASIK?
Can I afford it? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Why wait any longer? Call us today, 919-945-EYES.
Famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from The Standard. It's half off. $20 of food available now for $10. Great food, a comfortable setting, and a family-owned vibe. Does that sound good? That's what you'll find at The Standard. Today's Our Local Deal provides the opportunity for you to relax and enjoy an intimate-feeling restaurant run by a local family here in Chapel Hill. It's half off from The Standard, and it's available for limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Harbor weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. 50-50 chance of that happening. Our high temperature today, about 90. Still a 50% chance of rain tonight with a low of 70. And then tomorrow, more of the same. 50% chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 88 degrees. Low tomorrow night, 70. And high on Sunday, 85. Big chance of rain through all of that time.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
68-32 vote in the Senate. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The bill expands the number of visas available to both migrant farm workers and highly skilled workers like engineers. The bill also pours $46 billion into border security to double the number of Border Patrol agents and purchase surveillance equipment. And it gives undocumented workers the chance to gain temporary legal status and eventually citizenship if they pass a background check.
They'd also have to pay fines and back taxes to be eligible. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says with Senate passage,
now we call on our friends in the House.
Democrats meet the same challenge.
But Speaker John Boehner says he won't pass the Senate version. Political strategist Greg Valliere.
They certainly want to toughen the Senate bill. So they'll meet on July 10th and decide what kind of bill they want to come up with. Between now and then, public opinion around the country, and especially in the Republican base, will be crucial.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 90 with a 50-50 chance of rain. Orange County Manager Frank Clifton announced yesterday he will resign effective September 29th, 2013. Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, and Commissioner Penny Rich said the decision did not come as a surprise. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
If we are fighting with our manager to get things done, that's not a good environment to work in.
That's Penny Rich. She says the board was notified via email Thursday morning of Clifton's decision. He had this to say in his letter of resignation. Quoting, "Now as county manager, I recognize not all of my recommendations and or actions were viewed in a positive light by everyone. That is not unexpected. Doing the public's business is not without criticism," end quote. Rich said her main disagreement with Clifton was over the recycling program. The county was forced to look for a new funding model after a recent North Carolina Supreme Court ruling prohibited some of the fees that fund curbside pickup service. She said Clifton wanted to introduce franchise agreements, but the board voted in April to take that option off the table.
When we came time to face up to citizens, it was very, very uncomfortable because we were not on the same page as citizens. But I felt we were led down the wrong path with that decision. And I think there were a number of decisions like that that were not in line and didn't carry out Orange County values as well as our citizens expected.
The board also faced tough budget decisions this year with pressure to help the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District make up funds for its steep budget shortfalls. In the end, commissioners approved a $187 million spending plan this month, which increased school funding by $102 per pupil and raised the Carborough Special District tax by 2 cents to help open Northside Elementary. Here's Chair of the County Commissioners, Barry Jacobs.
I actually thought it was one of the smoother budget processes I've been a part of in 15 years as a commissioner.
Jacob says though there were disagreements along the way, Clifton made a positive impact during his time as county manager.
He helped to lead us through a difficult fiscal time. He was brought in right as the economy was crashing and we knew that we were going to have to batten down the hatches. He and his staff did a very good job of helping us to get our financial house in order.
And Jacob said the differences of opinion gave the board an opportunity to take a fresh look at their own views.
We may not have necessarily agreed what the conclusion should be, but it's always good to have your assumptions challenged.
Jacob said the board hadn't planned to meet till September, but that will likely change. The next step is to come up with a process that the commissioners agree on to find Clifton's replacement. The board will then reach out to search firms to facilitate that process.
When you start searching for a new manager, you really have to weigh out what the citizens value in Orange County, what's most important right now. And we need to be very careful in understanding what those values are and how that relates to who runs our county.
To read Clifton's full resignation letter, you can read the article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Regional Landfill will close on Sunday, and the county is holding a special ceremony to mark that event on Saturday. The facility will no longer accept household waste or any other wet due to potential food content garbage from individuals or businesses. Household and business waste must be taken to a permitted transfer station or landfill that can accept those materials. The ceremony marking the closure will take place at the landfill on Ubex Road at 12:30 on Saturday afternoon. Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stancil sent out a notice early this week announcing that the town's residential and commercial collection drivers already stopped using the landfill on June 19th and 21st, respectively. If you'd like more information on the landfill and its closure, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. A lot of interesting conversation around town lately about bears. Carrboro police confirmed that there is at least one black bear moving south across the town after three separate reports of bear sightings in the last 2 days. Carrboro Police Lieutenant Chris Atak says no police officials have reported seeing the bear, but the reporting sightings are very consistent.
On our side, we're pretty confident it is a black bear.
As of 10:30 a.m. yesterday, the bear was seen near Smith Level Road. Based on previous sightings, Atak believes the bear is headed south.
I don't know if that's the same bear or not, but we would hope it would be the bear. We'd find a less populated area.
Black bears are typically not hostile, according to Atak, but residents should keep their distance and avoid attracting or trying to tame the bear.
Eliminating food sources that are left outside your house, avoiding just feeding your animals outside and leaving food unattended, because all of those can attract bears.
Animal control has been called, but they tend to allow bears to leave on their own. Atak says black bears are only relocated when they become problematic, like when they become used to humans feeding them and begin to approach people. If you see a bear, call 911 immediately and do not approach the bear or try to steer it in one direction or another. You can find a pamphlet from the North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission on how to deal with bears by viewing this story on our website, chapelboro.com. A slowed-down effort to consider raising the maximum speed limit on some North Carolina highways to 75 miles per hour has reached a stop sign at the legislature. The House voted down a measure yesterday that would have directed the Department of Transportation to study raising the 70-mile-per-hour speed limit on some interstates and other roads. The DOT would then report to a legislative panel and propose a pilot for up to four roads. The full General Assembly would still have to approve the pilot. The bill failed 44-64 yesterday after several lawmakers were worried about safety and didn't see a good reason to consider raising the limit. The House last week detailed an earlier version of the Senate bill to give the DOT the power for 75-mile-per-hour roads without a study. WCHL News Time, 6:38, 22 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL. Walter Holt has today's commentary. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics. Tar Heel trivia for you coming up on WCHL.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
Hi. This is Randy Voller, Mayor of Pittsburgh. You're listening to WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. It is 6:41, 19 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Walter Holt. I recently aired a commentary chiding the ownership and management of WCHL for abandoning 60 years of tradition and success as 1360 AM and for not co-branding 1360 with the new 97.9 FM signal as a simulcast. I don't apologize for what I said, but I do apologize for the way I said it or perhaps how it sounded. Using the phrase bean counters in the back office was intended as a vague and generic reference to the decision makers in general. It was not meant as a personal label for any individual, nor was it intended to suggest that the decision not to co-brand was made solely to save money. If I offended anyone, I am truly sorry and apologize. I have to respect the many hours of thoughtful discussion and consideration that station management invested on whether or not to co-brand 1360 AM when it launched 97.9 FM. As any ad exec worth his salt will tell you, repetition is the key to listener acceptance and brand recognition, and that a single focus is more effective when aimed at a target than a shotgun approach. To ensure 97.9 FM as a commercial success, it was decided that 97.9 FM was the only signal promoted. But now that 97.9 FM is established and is an unqualified commercial success, I think it's time to resurrect 1360 AM as a simulcast partner. For breaking news, weather and traffic alerts, and similar emergencies, the benefit to the public safety and welfare far outweigh all other considerations. You can't overstate the power of branding. Taking a step further, I say the same thing about co-branding. That's why I champion 97.9 FM and 1360 AM as a co-branded simulcast. Remember I teased you with a free slogan? Well, here it is. WCHL is family. I simply spell family differently. FM/AM-ILY. This is Walter Holt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill, Carboroughs. News, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, it is 6:43, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WCHL. Go Heels.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Wide receiver Quinshon Davis had a game to remember last season for Carolina football in the Tar Heels' 37-13 road win at Virginia. The then freshman finished the game with school single-game freshman records of 16 catches and 178 yards. Today's Tar Heel trivia question, whose records did Davis break during that impressive performance in Charlottesville? You'll learn the answer to that piece of Tar Heel trivia after this quick timeout. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wide receiver Quinshon Davis's performance against Virginia this past season was a record setter, as the then rookie set Carolina's single game freshman records with 16 catches and 178 yards. So whose records did he break? Davis smashed the previous freshman record for catches in a game held by Octavius Barnes, who pulled in 9 passes against Texas in the 1994 Sun Bowl. The 178 yards in the game just surpassed the 171 receiving yards Hakeem Nicks had against Notre Dame in his freshman season of 2006.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Thanks to Jones. Always good to hear Jones Angel. 646 at WCHL, 14 minutes until 7 o'clock WCHL. Coming up next, your traffic and weather together. Celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's Trivia Quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero. All of that coming up in the next few minutes.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, I'm Jay Parker. I'm the broker in charge at Weaver Street Realty in the heart of downtown Carrboro. As a company, we're involved in a wide range of things, and I personally am involved in several myself, being the chair of the PTA Thrift Shop Board of Directors, which is involved in a very big project in Carrboro, redeveloping the existing store. I'm also on a board of a nonprofit karate studio that's connected with the juvenile justice system. That's important as a member of a community to really find ways to plug into the community in positive and beneficial ways.
The main part of your job, it would seem to me, is involved with dealing with people.
Yes, that's very much my perspective.
And you love people.
I do like people. I very much like conversation, sharing interests, finding out what other people really are into, just sort of plugging into what makes them tick. I've always found that interesting. Back when I swung a hammer on a framing crew in Atlanta, I really liked finding out what was going on with these people I worked with, many of whom had backgrounds as different from mine as you could imagine.
Jay Parker works with a diverse group of people now at Weaver Street Realty.
We have all been in this community for a long time, so we really do have a connection to the way things have grown here. You know, I remember when there were zero stoplights on the Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard my freshman year in college. You could drive from Duke to UNC and not stop a single time. We're really plugged into the communities we live in. We're plugged into the community that we work in. All of us have been involved in a lot of things that sort of take us outside ourselves. Everybody in our company is very generous with their time and spirit and expertise. You can learn more about Weaver Street Realty by consulting weaverstreetrealty.com. We have a very vibrant website. Our phone number is 919-929-5658, and we are located in the slam middle of historic Carrboro at 116 East Main Street.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
All righty then, time for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, is always there for you. Go see Berkeley today in the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's give him a big round of applause. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Rand Northam. And he, of course, working hard back in the newsroom all morning long, but just one of the myriad of things he's doing is keeping an eye on traffic. What's it look like out there?
Ron, do you smell that?
You're sniffing out traffic now?
No, it smells like the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I can smell it.
It's coming.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, Walter.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Traffic is moving fairly smoothly to start off this Friday morning for you. 15501 southbound, seeing a little bit of a delay between Garrett Road and I-40. Again, that's 15501 southbound. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. 15501 elsewhere, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, I-40 not reporting any accidents or delays. No additional delays this morning at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior by calling 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do both of those methods of communication very safely.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking to you throughout the morning here.
Sounds good.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Well, it's going to be cloudy and hot. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our weather forecast brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurants, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. All right, 50-50 chance of rain today. High today about 90. Tonight mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast with a low around 70. And then tomorrow we're looking at still a big chance of rain, 50%. High in the upper 80s. Saturday night, low 70 with still a 50-50 chance of rain. And on Sunday, more of the same, except we'll have a 70% chance of rain on Sunday. That's not too good, is it, when you think about it? An even bigger chance of rain, but hey, what the heck? It's a weekend, you know? It's time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got lots of local celebrities to tell you all about this morning, and We will start with the oldest. Comedian, movie director Mel Brooks turns 87 years old today. Comedian, impressionist John Biner, you can imitate just about anyone, 76 years old today. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, 75. Let's see here, actor Bruce Davison, 67. Actress Kathy Bates turned 65 today. College and Pro Football Hall of Famer John Elway is 53. Actress Jessica Hecht is 48. Actress Mary Stuart Masterson is 47. Actor John Cusack, 47. Actor Gil Bellows is 46. Actress Camille Guati is 37 years old today. And country singer Kelly Pickler from right here in North Carolina is 27 years old today. Got a bunch of local celebrities to tell you all about this morning on WCHL. We'll start with Jane Smith, Michelle Vitko, Belle Booker, Hillary Parkhouse, Leslie Lawler, Julie Nemers, Lavoris McLeod, Ricky Cooper, Brad Denny, Amy Sangvai, Katrina Young, Ben Brown, Edie Hopfenberg, all celebrating birthdays today, as does Amanda Sachs Barr. Happy birthday, Amanda. Patrick Cross, local musician, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Patrick. Ann Parton, I hope it's a great birthday for you, too. And Lynn Blanchard over at the UNC Center for Public Service. Happy birthday, Lynn Blanchard. Our birthday winner of the day today is Isaiah Allen, who lives in Hillsborough. I'm getting hungry just thinking about him because he's a great chef. Isaiah Allen of Hillsborough. Happy birthday. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores in Fulton Boulevard and Metamont. And thank you so much, Isaiah Allen. Thank you to the UPS stores for always making birthdays special for all our celebrities. Isaiah Allen, happy birthday from WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, heading into the weekend.
Yes, with we are. We're Friday closing morning, out June.
Friday morning trivia, question and answer from Mr. Kiger.
Yes, I hope everybody is doing well. Hope you, if you have not already taken a vacation, you're looking forward to a vacation.
Yeah.
Do something fun.
Yeah, it's summertime now, so you got to be thinking
summertime,
about that.
Summertime, summertime,
summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime,
summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime,
boom, boom.
Is that the Cordettes?
No, Jamie's.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Jamie's.
Okay.
Right.
Did the Cordettes do a cover?
May have. They did Lollipop, Lollipop. Yeah, they may have, but the Jamie's, that was a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which Jamie's?
Huh?
Jamie Krzyzewski?
Jamie Valvano? I don't know.
Right, okay.
I don't know.
Hey, you know what? That is so funny. That
Jamie, Eddie Holland, Motown song.
Yeah. You know what? We're doing musical instruments today. Once again, folks, we subconsciously had a segue into the question.
It was certainly subconsciously with me because I don't have any idea what your question is.
And I'm so sleepy and oblivious, I had no idea that that was going to be it until I looked down at the question I brought in.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you got?
This one's kind of strange.
All right. Well, and it would be different from others.
I mean, some I'm not. I mean, okay. I get out there every now and then.
Every now and then.
I get to be a dwarf planet, Pluto, out there on that orbit thing. All right, here we go.
Orbiting, all right.
Yeah. Musical instruments is our category.
Right.
Here we go. What modern instrument was, up until the 19th century, called the sackbut?
The sackbut.
Sackbut or sackbut? Yes, sir. S-A-C-K-B-U-T.
It was really called that?
Yes. What modern instrument? I've been playing it for years.
Right.
Up until the 19th century was called, and forgive me if I am putting the accent on the improper syllable, the sackbut.
You've been playing it for years?
I haven't.
Yeah, I thought not.
I mean, everybody does occasional an air one, but it's not a guitar, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
What modern instrument was called the sackbut?
Okay.
Up until the 19th century. S-A-C-K-B-U-T.
All right.
How about that?
Sounds good to
maybe
me.
Maybe James Meeser will call us up.
Yeah.
Somebody with that musical. Bill Bowen's out there. Maybe Bill Baucom. Those musical inclined folks.
James Meeser would know the answer to the question. That's for sure.
He would.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, any number of musicians can call.
And we got a bunch.
Yeah, we do. 929-WCHL, which is
919-945. In front of it. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And if you call with the correct answer, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you can take your sack butt over to Cruisers and be
good to go.
Good to go.
And you also get the swap trivia prize with somebody who won earlier.
Yep. Who knows? They may have brought in a sack butt.
You never know.
Yes.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Like many of our WCHL hometown heroes, Mary Jo Barnett is quick to deflect attention to other folks. She says she didn't start Porch, but she's involved as a volunteer.
Well, I'm a neighborhood coordinator for part of the Lake Forest neighborhood, and we just get information out to our neighborhood about when the collections for food are happening, and then go around to people's front porches on the day that's designated, pick up the food and take it to a central location where all the food comes from all over town and is then distributed.
Three women in Chapel Hill started Porch not too long ago.
I think just it began as a little neighborhood thing out at Lake Hogan Farms, and they started collecting food for a school lunch kind of pantry to fill kids' school lunches, and then it just kind of grew from there. People get excited, and that's how I got involved. I saw a story and thought, I could do that. And I looked at their website, saw we didn't have any representatives in our neighborhood, so I volunteered.
Mary Jo Barnett tells us that Porch feeds a lot of hungry people right here in our community.
It started out just for kids, but it goes to all kinds of interfaith councils, food pantries, neighborhood Rogers Road has a pantry there, all around town. Now, this last time, over 600 households donated.
Mary Jo Barnett is also involved with foreign exchange students.
Well, I'm a coordinator for foreign exchange students coming to the U.S. for a high school year through a group called EF Foundation. I enjoy finding host families and then placing the kids in the host family and then spending a year in touch with the kids, kind of being their supervisor or safety net or any issues that come up between the family and the kids during their high school year. So that's another volunteer project that I'm involved in.
Mary Jo encourages you to get involved with Porch. How do folks find out more about Porch if they'd like to contribute or get involved?
There's a website, porchnc.org. It's the best place to look, and there they will be able to look through the directory of neighborhoods and find who the person in their neighborhood who is the coordinator, and then they can get hold of that person by email and ask to be included on the list of donating families, donating households.
Mary Jo Barnett lives here in Chapel Hill, and she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
6:58, couple of minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
Okay, hey, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a trivia question about musical instruments.
Yes, what is a sackbut until the 19th century?
My first inclination was to say a big bass guitar, one of those that you put on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, bass fiddle, whatever.
Yeah.
But the correct answer is
the trombone.
The trombone.
Everybody's done an air trombone.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. When you're going back and forth with your hand there. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? The phone rang so many times this morning, got a multitude of phone calls. I could not answer them all, so I apologize if you called and didn't get a response. But Gary Ricciuso is first person to get the correct answer. Gary from New Jersey gets a Swap Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And we'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow, right here on WCHL. So be listening. I'm sorry, not tomorrow, Monday.
At OurLocalDeal.com is from The Standard.
There you go.
$20 of food, available now for $10. Great food, a comfortable setting, and a family-owned vibe. Does that sound good? That's what you'll find at The Standard. Today's Our Local Deal provides the opportunity for you to relax and enjoy an intimate-feeling restaurant run by a local family here in Chapel Hill. It's half off from The Standard, and it's available for limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus...